and welcome to the podcast that discusses all things gaming. Coming to you from the home of Indie PopCon, Gen Con, and the gaming capital of the world, we are the Established Facts.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 198 of The Established Facts.
Time flies.
Like a birdie. I don't know.
Well, yes, that is true. I can't.
How do you make time fly?
How?
Throw the clock out the window.
Oh, okay. Oh,
nice.
I like that. Wings?
I like okay. that. Did you know that a duck is one
same
of the...
Same weight as floating as a witch.
Yeah. Yes. Did you know a duck is actually one of the fastest flying birds in the animal kingdom?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, they can fly somewhere in the neighborhood of like 40 miles an hour.
That's just quackers.
I don't know. It's all quacked up.
That was a foul joke.
It was a foul joke.
All right. Welcome to episode 198. As you can see, we are all in rare form. We're non-rare form for this podcast.
It's late and I'm tired.
Exactly.
It's not that late.
Yeah, you didn't go to bed 3 o'clock this morning.
It's late.
No, I went to bed at 4:30.
That's because you're both crazy.
That's it.
But we all knew that.
And I was having some really good discussions with people that I don't necessarily get a chance to have really good discussions with. So,
hello, everybody.
And welcome to the podcast that discusses all things gaming.
It's like we're doing a whole new intro.
I just feel like somebody heard that already.
Yeah. It's like we're reiterating things we've already iterated.
Yes. I'm now
isn't that the whole point of reiterating?
Repeating things we've already repeated?
For those of you that missed us at PopCon, I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyhow.
This episode will come out soon.
Does this episode come out after the PopCon experience?
You should look at your calendar right now, because it is.
I am. Yeah, it comes out literally the weekend after PopCon.
Which is right now. Hello, future people. See?
Well, you know, we're time lords and all, so I just have to get my... I just have to get my timeline straight.
I thought sure. 200.
Yeah, we'll have our PopCon coverage right before Gen Con.
200, I think.
Which is right before our pre-Gen Con episode.
Right. Speaking of that, very quickly.
Which comes out after Gen Con.
Right.
Well, no. Pre-Gen Con will always land.
It always comes out on that. On that
yeah.
Yeah.
We
on
didn't
that
do a
Wednesday.
Pre-PopCon because this is more interesting. We love PopCon. Completely, but this is more interesting.
I'm
right
not
now.
Sure if this is more interesting or not, actually. I'll argue that.
Are we going to try and do another episode with Tracy Hickman?
I have not heard he's coming yet.
Right.
Well,
now,
we got to find
we're
somebody.
Recording an episode currently at this very moment.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling we're restarting.
Why?
So what are we talking about today on the podcast?
Well, currently we're talking about future plans of our podcast. I don't know if you've all heard this before, but we do stuff. We're important people. Well,
somebody thinks so.
Some of us are.
You know what happened was we last time we were here and recording, we didn't get all this in. So instead of saving it for the end of the podcast like we usually do, they said, we'll just put it at the beginning of the next one.
That's kind of what I was thinking. I figured if we can do all of our fun, you know, this is what we're going to be doing. Since we're not doing a versus topic, we can go right into our actual discussion and then follow that up with a secondary discussion.
The best part is he thinks that we planned this.
He was trying.
We don't plan.
It seemed like we planned this. I just thought it would take forever because I'm hungry.
Well, I'm hungry. I'm thirsty.
Avital.
Well, I'm not.
I mean,
because I have water.
All you have to do is ask Deb. She feeds every other person in this house.
Exactly. No,
she
can
feed you.
Too.
She can feed you.
Jason's gonna have food after this. So.
Okay. So, on our last episode of The Established Facts. We established... Wait, no, that's the end. Sorry.
Okay.
we had gotten into a discussion about creating... we're kind of a follow-up discussion on previous episodes that you guys had done about creating a dungeon, creating layers, and then creating levels in those layers.
Tiers. The layers
that's
of
right.
the layer.
That's it.
The parfait dungeon.
It's the parfait dungeon.
It's not a dungeon.
It's the parfait
it's
adventure.
It's the parfait encounter
the
experience
order of, the parfait.
Of doomness. And
it's the Knight's Order. It's the Order of the Parfait.
Order of the Parfait.
The Order of the
that
Parfait.
That is the party name.
Wow.
Like, sir, the Parfait.
I would like to be the strawberry, Leia. Thank you. Anyhow, so that being said, and having no sense made, let's go ahead and go around the table and introduce everyone who's on the mic. And we'll start to my left.
This is Josh.
I'm Avital.
Vanessa.
Once again, I'm in front of the mic, not on the mic. My name is Lance.
This is Dr. Deb, and I approve this message.
And this is your begrudging host, who is constantly being micromanaged by the other people sitting at his table.
We have just overprepared.
Big Don. That's it. All right. So, where we left off. Lance, if you don't mind.
Not at all.
Since you like to overprepare, could you give us a little bit of a recap on what we had discussed on episode 197?
Okay. 197, after our versus topic of whether you are an overpreparer or an underpreparer, we got into actually conceptualizing a dungeon slash lair, because there's a little bit of both in there, that is a civilization built on top of another civilization, built on top of another civilization, and we're going. So what we have at ground level is a group of halflings living in homes that were built by dwarves, right? Mm-hmm. As kind of their trading post for the mine that they had begun digging. The entrance of which has been taken over by kobolds who every once in a while raid the halfling village of food and babies. For Torg.
All hail King Torg.
The kobolds are being systematically kidnapped, maybe eaten, by some orcs who live further down into the dwarf mine. Now, we don't know. Let's establish this. The dwarves. They left, right? We established that?
They either left or are missing.
Okay.
They are no longer inhabiting this area.
Did they
well, at least the
leave
level of the
their
orcs
own
are.
Accord, or did something take them out? Because I don't think I understood that properly.
Well, I mean, that was I think that was kind of a decision from the table.
Let's make that decision happen.
Yeah,
I think they're missing.
You think they're missing?
They've gone missing.
Gone missing.
I'm fine with that.
It's two for missing.
I mean, he's the one who has that layer, okay. So missing.
Dwarves are missing. Unconfirmed whether or not.
They're MIA.
They're MIA.
We know this is a dwarven mine,
okay,
and the dwarves are missing, and these people have taken up residence in the different layers of the mine.
Okay. And these being the orcs.
Yes, right
the
now
orcs
it's orcs.
Are living in the majority of the old mine city. Also in this mine city is a jail that may or may not contain one bad dwarf. And
that's great.
That'll take a knowledge local.
Dragons. Now, table. Did we decide that the dragons were alive or dead?
Alive.
We did
alive.
Not. Did we? Yes. We didn't decide
hibernated
that.
It.
We,
yeah,
we discussed
into them being alive.
Yes, the idea that
the statues what's but, keeping them small and hibernated,
but they're hibernated yes. alive,
right?
Not awake alive.
Correct.
Okay.
Not actively.
Okay.
So we also yes, we did discover that there is a statue on the kobold level that turns out a few sessions later that it is a magic artifact that is keeping
right.
the dragons in a polymorphed and hibernative state.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Are they polymorphed or are they in dragon form, just small?
Well, they would. That would still technically, if you're holding it in stasis,
yeah.
It would kind of be similar to a polymorph because
okay.
obviously over a certain amount of time they would have grown to become fairly large dragons, but this is a fairly small dragon being contained by the power of whatever this artifact or
so they're about
enchantment,
the size of puppies,
maybe
dogs,
yeah, or at least
okay.
like
dwarves.
Dwarves.
No, the bad dwarf is the dragon,
right. Or maybe that, the bad dwarf is perhaps. The dragon.
That would be a really bad dwarf if he was actually a dragon. That's a terrible yeah. dwarf.
Why is this dwarf being guarded by?
That would be hilarious.
So
I think that should happen.
The
yes.
dragons were then imprisoned because they were eating or threatening civilizations long ago, before the halflings ever showed up.
Right.
They were getting tons and tons of gold, which is why the dwarves showed up. The dragons were then imprisoned for doing so by a bunch of elven mages and divine magic users, arcane and divine magic users, who then set some elven paladins to guard over the prison. They built their own
community.
Well,
it wasn't really like, a community. It was more like a barracks lineage. Idea.
A barracks, yeah. So a fortress.
Yeah,
fortress for that. Because fortress is where you live. It's also your defense area.
Right.
Mm-hmm. With maybe some kind of a chapel.
Right. They would have a place to worship. I mean, we're talking paladins who are, you know, devoted mm-hmm. to their deity. So a place to worship, place to sleep, place
they
to eat.
They were told that they would be reprieved, mm-hmm. but that didn't happen. Mm-hmm. So the ones that were there began to breed, their children.
They kept their oath and stayed on duty, but, you know.
This was so many hundreds of years ago. Some of them may be very old. Mm-hmm. They might have children who are of adventuring age now. Mm-hmm. So they're alive or dead? Did we ever establish, are all of them alive still? So that the old ones who remember this are there? Or did the older generation finally pass and it's been that much time?
Maybe there's only one left? Would that be too dramatic?
The older generation passed but have passed on the stories. And
or at least, you know, most of the story. But
right.
Yeah, but then something got lost in translation.
Yeah, like how many of us remember what happened in World War One? But that's not in your history books, but oral history.
Right, okay. Right, yeah.
So we've got a or some living descendants of the original elven paladins.
I think some living descendants of the original elven paladins.
Okay, mm-hmm. Some... I'm writing this down, forgive me. Yeah. Some elven paladins' descendants.
Right, but not the originals. The originals have all died, so it's been long enough that they've died.
We've heard rumors that there is some kind of demonic influence somewhere that is enjoying the fact that these paladins are here keeping the dragons at bay. So let's go there.
Demonic. When I think of demonic, I'm thinking heat. I'm thinking, you know, fire stuff. I mean, as you get further into the ground, you get colder, right? Because you're getting further from sunlight. But is there something that's making this, where are we, four levels down? Livable, so not freezing cold. Yeah, we're four levels down, so it's going to be pretty cold without some type of other influence. You said, Damon, is it maybe running like a, is it like a fire for like a steam kind of maybe warming the area? Are there underground?
I think there's only one area that's warmed.
Okay,
the area that the paladins are currently living, and the rest of it is all tundra'd, iced, and frozen.
So
tundra'd.
Well, okay. Well, just.
Right.
Well, I mean, it's obviously not snowing in there, but bitterly cold to the point that if they left, they would die from the cold.
Okay.
So this one
Take
area
it from there.
Is warm.
Go ahead. Continue.
All right. So they have the one area that is still warm. We've gone down another layer to what is keeping that area warm, and that is my layer. And we have to go with who originally came here, because you've got to build on top of everybody. So as far as we know, the people who were originally there were salamanders who ran away from their slavers, just a small family of them. They were getting tired of constantly being summoned to go off into war for things that weren't really theirs to begin with. So they ran out of summoning range and found this mountain that had a way that they could get into it. Some natural tunnels that obviously wasn't nearly as tunneled out as it was once the dwarves got there. But it didn't really matter once they had gotten far enough down into it. So they put a whole bunch of glyphs onto the walls to keep them from warding just in case they got close enough. And they kept it warm because they're warm. They have naturally heated bodies. They would have kept fire. Everything would have been nice and warm until they would have perished and passed. And then that was what would have made everything else go cold.
Okay.
So when they originally put the paladins there, it was nice and toasty and livable when they originally placed them there.
Okay.
And the dragons there.
So instead of like just the natural magma of the earth or whatever planet we're on, there's actually a creature that is providing the warmth for those paladins. I like it.
Right. It's kind of like they've got like a ceiling heat, which ends up being the floor heat for the paladins who are above them with their dragon.
Okay. Fire does need air, though. So,
They would have had natural tunnels to get down there eventually. So there'd still be air going down there.
Okay. But you said they died. So let's ask Table. Table, how would salamanders die, right? Because you said they died.
I don't think she said they died.
Didn't say they
die? Yeah. No, they died. That's how it got so cold. They're no longer keeping it warm, except for the one area is being kept warm, and that's still kind of a mystery of how that one area is being warmed.
Okay, so the one area where the elven paladins live...
Right, just that small
is warm.
Area is
the rest
still
warmed. Of it is cold.
Right.
Because there is a small pocket
So there might
them.
Still be some of the salamanders living in just that one small area keeping it warm. There may not be.
So you mentioned in the Dwarven jail area that there was an angry or bad dwarf, depending on who you talk to.
he could be well, happy, but he's not very happy.
Right, but the orcs could have
maybe
put him in jail.
Maybe his name is angry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's grumpy.
Grumpy dwarf.
Grumpy dwarf.
Grumpy. Grumpy dwarf is living in the jail.
Love it.
That's better than Sneaky did.
No,
remember once upon a time. Anyways, but you also mentioned that there could be one or two dragons.
Yes.
What if one of those dragons did escape and were the demise of the salamanders? Just an idea?
It is an idea. I'm digging it. The dragon escaped, went through the paladins area down to the area below them where the salamanders
were. Well, we said that there are very few of the paladins left as well, correct?
And the area outside of where they can live is frosty.
Right.
Okay.
We never said what type of dragons they were.
That's true.
Maybe it was a white.
Looking for cold.
No, we want a dragon, not a white.
No, a white dragon.
Oh, okay, chromatic.
Yes.
Color white.
Colored white.
Not the undead thing.
Who prefer the cold.
For everyone.
Yeah. Or silver.
Or silver, if or it's silver. A good dragon, yeah.
Because I'm thinking
why would
Game
dwarves
Thrones,
be keeping a silver dragon?
Got a white.
Because it's pretty?
Okay.
I don't know.
It's a white, not a white.
I mean, a white
with blue eyes.
A white dragon that...
Well, how would have one gotten out of hibernation without the other one getting out of hibernation? If it's being held in hibernation by one thing, did a part of the statue break?
Maybe.
And that's why the kobolds had to put a new face on it. Part of the statue broke off, and one of the dragons got out.
Ah, this is good.
Uh-huh.
I like.
You don't want to give away all the secrets.
That's a better answer. That's a better answer than what I was going to come up with.
Yeah, definitely.
So I'm going to draw a broken face with a dotted dragon face on this little map that I've been making.
I feel like the kobolds just took another kobold's skull and stuck it on top of this statue.
I mean, whatever. They
sure. No, I, yeah.
That's definitely in character for kobolds.
Okay, yeah. So we've got dragons that snuck past the last remaining elven paladins or their kids.
Are the kids really also old.
Are the kids bound by the paladin oath?
Yes, I think they. I think so. I think it was.
You think that the parents raised them in the
right,
same religion to the god and made them take that same oath?
But is it lawful and good to make someone take an oath?
Right. That's
well, we
question.
Don't know. Like, we don't know if they made them because they could have gotten of age and said, "Do you wish to be bound by this same oath that we are kept by?" And if they said yes, in which case, definitely lawful. I think that would I. Because it's my lair.
Yes.
I think it was they raised them to understand the oath of the paladin and raised them to understand because this is what they are and said, this is what we've done. We keep our oaths, but it wasn't your oath. But we're eventually, if we keep living, we're not going to be able to keep serving. Do you wish to basically follow after us in that or do you wish to leave?
Maybe they're the only two that decided to take the oath.
Yeah. Maybe the others.
Maybe they're the only two that took the oath
and froze on the way out.
Everyone else left.
Oh, well, they wouldn't have necessarily froze, depending on at what point in time this dragon has busted out.
Correct.
I'm thinking it busted down.
Well, if it did bust out and there were a bunch of them down there, there would have been a scuffle.
But I think it would have couldn't it have busted down? Like underneath the floor of the prison went out instead of
could have dug its way a different path or
depending on through the jail door went through the floor
and you said that's why the salamanders are gone and then the dragon got out through the same way the salamanders got in because maybe at that point it wasn't huge
yeah because it was still a young dragon.
Okay, so this is now the salamander entry and dragon escape tunnel.
There you go.
The question is the secret door, because wouldn't that be horrible? The secret door that was in the kobold area that opens up into the jail cell. What if it was just like, funk, funk, and fell through another hole?
And kept falling?
It's just an endless pit.
Yes. Nothing that's ever endless.
Into the magma layer of this world. Hold
on. You get two dexterity saves.
Remember that we talked about last time or earlier, the kobolds came looking for dragon lore. The one dragon that escaped, they're trying to find his family.
Ooh.
There you go.
Okay. Okay. We have to determine what kind of dragon this is, though.
It's a white.
I think it's a white dragon.
We decide white dragon.
Because white would be evil, but they would love cold.
If the salamanders are keeping this cold, frozen area warm, but now the salamanders are gone, he has gotten rid of the salamanders, so he has the appropriate temperate conditions.
Oh, so you're thinking he's staying down there.
I do.
Well, then it can't be a dragon escape route.
As a start, he went that way because that's where it was cold.
Or he could have gotten stuck.
But
he grew too much before he got out.
There's no food down there.
There would be no food, yeah.
So
yeah.
He'd need to go eat. So
orcs and kobolds don't count as food?
They're not that deep.
They're too far up.
Not down.
Yeah, they're up.
There's only two paladins in between. He couldn't,
I mean. Or an entire elven family?
We haven't decided.
I'm digging it.
So the elven family.
The elven paladins were lunch.
Were lunch. I think that's actually they're gone. But then we know why they're gone. Because otherwise, I'd be like,
some
why?
Of them.
I don't know. I just
he wouldn't still be right. there.
Maybe
though.
Some are icicles.
Yeah. Maybe.
But just frozen were lunch.
Permafrost.
Wasn't there mention
the
in
wall?
One of the original descriptions about frozen statues? What if they weren't actually statues?
That was literally my first thought when you like vaguely mentioned that we're frozen statues. So I'm like, oh, so they're people.
Okay.
Bit of foreshadowing. Good job.
Good job. Well done.
Now we have some dead elven paladins.
Just killed them.
Some frozen, some popsicled.
Frozen.
There's the frozen fish that didn't take the dragon who decided to leave instead of taking the oath.
Would you say again?
The ones who didn't take the oath.
Okay. Yes.
They ended up freezing on the way.
They were frozen by the white dragon on their way out.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And some were eaten, some were popsicled.
Okay. So the white dragon is still down there then? Or are we saying the white dragon made it on the way out? Or went ahead and went out the way that the salamander came?
That's going to take a knowledge arcana check.
Exactly.
Survival check.
Question mark.
Maybe a survival.
We don't know if it's still there or not.
There we go.
Okay. Don't know if it's still there. Okay, I need to add that to my list.
A white dragon slew the salamanders, or they were already gone, and that's why it was cold, and it went that direction instead of up and out?
Something had to have... No, the salamanders knew that they were in trouble. So something had to have wiped them out. They just didn't die off naturally.
Okay, so you want the white dragon to have killed them.
I just want them to have been killed, not go off naturally.
So that's the question. Was it already cold because the salamanders weren't there anymore, and that's why the dragon went down?
No, I think the dragon went down to get rid of the heat because it was annoying him. He's like, keeps warming up my floor. So he goes after the floor because he's warming up his floor. And he's been put out of hibernation because the statue broke. Mm-hmm. So he's out of hibernation, but he's still technically in his prison cell. He's got heat underneath him. It's annoying. So he breaks out underneath him to go get whatever it is or stop whatever it is that's heating him.
Meets some elven paladins who just happen to be saying, we're not going to do this oath. We're going to go to the surface. Has a snack. Mm-hmm. Keeps going down.
Keeps going down.
Keeblers.
Keeblers.
No, because he's got to kill the salamanders before it will turn cold. Because it'll still be warm while the salamanders are down there.
Okay.
I'm getting confused on my layers. Okay, so just Josh's layer is the one that has the dragon prison. My layer is the one that had the paladins who were guarding the third.
Yes.
And then Vanessa's layer is the one that has the salamanders keeping it warm.
Well, the salamanders aren't there anymore, right, except for a small pocket.
Right.
And she's got more to explain on that, I'm sure. But now it's so cold that a white dragon can exist there, and okay, happily.
Okay.
But the white dragon slew the salamanders is why it is so cold.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Except for the one pocket. No, we're saying the whole thing is cold now. There's no pocket.
There's
warmth.
One pocket.
It's
there's
one pocket.
Then
one
we don't know why that one pocket is still there.
And it's got to be protected from a white dragon somehow.
Right.
I have an idea as to why that pocket is there.
Go ahead.
All right, because it's Vanessa's goes into Dawn's, right?
All right. I have an idea.
All right.
I think that because salamanders are from the elemental plane of fire.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I believe that there is a rift that has been opened to the elemental plane of fire, and because that rift, though it may be small, is still there, it has allowed that what would seem like maybe geothermal sustenance and heat to continue to linger there. Though those salamanders can no longer access it, it still exists because no one has known that it was there during that time.
And the rift was made because the salamanders realized that they were going to get slaughtered and went to go do one last spell to save their child, because this is the nursery where the rift is at. So they did a spell in the nursery to preserve their one last person.
Sure.
And by doing that magical thing, it caused a rift.
Strange being from another planet decides to come to this planet, leaves its only begotten son to...
Oh my gosh.
I've read away. This before, but okay, anyway.
Get away.
All right.
Okay, all right.
So now we've got a stasis area where the last surviving member of Salamander Krypton is living.
Yes.
With a rift to the elemental plane of fire, keeping it warm.
Yes.
In its own makeshift incubator.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Where does the rift go? It goes to the elemental plane of fire.
Yes.
Okay.
The white dragon
stays away from that area because it gets into the elemental plane of fire. He can't close that.
He can't close the
rift. Which keeps the baby safe that way because he can't get to that rift. It's too hot.
Wouldn't he just try to ice that up as much as he can? Or
he might. He might have iced
it. But we're talking about an elemental rift. I mean, does icing really fix an elemental rift? I don't think so.
It'll close it up long enough to probably stand on it, but then it's just going to blow right back through.
Right.
Backdraft.
So he stays. He just stays out of there. He's like, don't go to the west.
You just created your own weather front.
Then a tornado runs through down below.
That's where the snow came from.
That's it. And we all left Narnia.
Tornado elemental is constantly just cycling through the cold breath of the dragon and the heat from the rift.
Tornado ornamental.
Wind elemental.
A wind elemental. We already have a rift to fire.
Air elemental.
Oh, okay.
Air, water, earth, and fire.
Okay, so
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Exactly.
And the last avatar.
So all we, right, pretty much.
The last dragon.
The last dragon. Oh, the last salamander.
We're turning this into a... I was just getting ready to go, and the golden child. I want the knife.
All right, so we've got...
Where are we?
The white dragon is annoyed with the fact that there is this pocket of warmth.
Uh-huh. No, the whole thing's warm. Well, still. No,
it's pocket.
I said that there's a pocket of
now
warmth.
Now there's a pocket of warmth. Yes. But not when he broke down.
Okay.
But right now.
Right now, yes.
Right now,
there is a white dragon.
Yes.
Annoyed at a pocket of heat.
Yes.
That it cannot.
You stupid.
Because it's a rift.
No matter leaving. What. Every time it does, a wind and air elemental springs through in tornado form. So he leaves and he goes out and he eats a bunch of things and he comes back.
Right.
Where do we go from there?
Well, we've got to go through the hole that he goes to go eat. At that point.
Right, the access tunnel.
The access tunnel.
That this dragon has been able to find.
And how the salamanders got in. Yeah.
Is actually the remnants of a hole that has been ripped through the foundation of this mountain into the undermountain area by purple worms.
Purple worms.
Yeah.
Purple worms.
Every DM's favorite.
Purple worms.
PC That's right. swallower.
That's
purple
it.
Purple worms.
Purple worm tunnel.
That's right. And so.
So the salamander entry, the dragon escape, and the purple worm tunnels are one in the same.
That is it. That is it. They are all hatchways to freedom into.
You guys laugh. I have to write this down.
and as you are continuing through these remnant of purple worm tunnels, there are several smaller tunnels that look like they kind of intersect with this, you know, that perhaps a kobold mistakenly or a goblin maybe at one point in time or even possibly a small dwarf may have carved into the mountain in a mining expedition to find new veins and stumbled upon these tunnels.
Okay.
These tunnels, which happen to crisscross and wind through the base and underlayer of this mountain and lead you to the Drow City.
Oh, now we're adding drow.
That's it.
Ooh, it's got real quick.
So we have halflings, kobolds, dwarves, orcs, dragons, elves, salamanders. Someone mentioned daemon. I guess we're done with daemons.
I think we created the elemental rift into the fire plane, so we don't necessarily, yeah.
Don's not done yet.
Oh, we're not done with daemons.
Now we have drow.
Okay.
We ain't done with daemons.
So we have a rift that we could use later for that. All right.
So we have a rift to the elemental plane of fire. But for any good GM who knows anything about drow and underdark culture, drow are synonymous with working with demons and daemons and devils to...
All the infernal.
All, every infernal, abyssal, anything that they can summon from a really creepy, mean place, they're down. Because typically it helps them further whatever their personal plot for power, vengeance, influence, so forth and so on might be. So these purple worms are actually being used as essentially an excavation tool to expand the territory of this drow city found deep underneath this mountain. Now,
do drow need heat?
Drow, because they are so deep into the crust of whatever world they're in, typically have geothermal vents that course through their homes and their towns and their cities. But again, because they enjoy the influence of outsiders and extraplanar creatures, a lot of times they may also enslave an elemental for certain conditions and things like that. So it wouldn't necessarily be uncommon to see an enslaved fire elemental heating the furnaces of, say, the first house of a drow city.
Did they discover one of the salamanders?
You know what? I think they did on an excavation. Up into the mountain to see if they might have access to the surface. I think they may have been able to capture a lonely salamander that was possibly looking for an escape from perhaps a really nasty dragon or a very mean dwarf.
We're not sure.
You know, it's interesting because when I was doing the random dungeon encounter stuff for that kind of dwarven level, mm-hmm. I have an earth elemental in that dwarven level. And I've now heard both an air elemental and a fire elemental are associated with stuff that's going on.
Yeah.
And I had an earth elemental. I'm pretty sure that the elemental planes have a problem with us.
Yeah.
Well, with this place.
This place.
Yeah. Not us.
It's not us. We've done nothing personally.
We're helping them come into being.
Right, right. So we need a water elemental
somewhere. No, because we're going to have a cleric that can create water.
Hey, there you go. Just walks around.
Man, it is awfully awfully dirty in here. Oh, great water.
Yes.
Man, and the air is awful dry.
Right.
Great water. There's a lot of heat. Great
water. You're creating a sauna. Utility. You're just trying to create a sauna.
Utility spell.
You're changing the...
we talked about it.
Ecological...
You got to stay hydrated, dog.
Not ecological.
Hail hydrate.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Hail hydrate.
All right. Do we want to build below the drow, or are we good with where the drow are?
I think once we've gotten to the drow, I mean, do you have the other things in there?
In the drow city of Shalagranda?
Shalagranda.
Shalagranda, baby.
How do you spell that, please?
S-H-A-L-A.
Sounds like Mexican.
G-R-A-N-D-A.
No
Let's go have
the
a Shalagranda.
Nope, yeah. You cannot do that. Wow. There are not nearly enough apostrophes in how you spelled that.
S-H-A-L-A apostrophe G-R-A-N-D-A.
Any accents on any of the A's?
Okay, we changed the pronunciation.
S-H-A apostrophe L-A apostrophe
Sha-la
Granda.
Granda.
G-R-A-N-D-A.
G-R-A-N-D apostrophe E?
It's, no. It's
not grande. It's not Shalagrande.
It's not Ariana.
It's Shala. That's the biggest Shala I have ever seen. Let's call it grande.
It's
Shalagrande.
It's Durger for the big city.
It's Shalagrande. Yeah, there you go.
Shalagrande.
We hadn't mentioned Durger.
That's right. Well, you know,
is the big bad dwarf a Durger?
Oh.
I dig it.
I like that.
You got a Durger in jail.
That's it. It's a Durger.
Awesome. I thought he was a dragon.
Well, he's a big, mean dwarf, which classifies as Durger.
Plus two dragons.
Plus two dragons. One of which we can't find. Salamanders.
Because it's with
one of which has
genocide.
Gone missing.
The name of this thing is going to be Durgers and Dragons.
Durgers and Dragons.
Oh, my.
I don't know what a Durger is.
I love it.
Oh, here.
Underdark dwarf.
Here. Oh, okay.
That's what I need. Skin is blue. Okay. They're slightly larger than most dwarves are. But they're also considerably meaner.
Yes, they have a really bad temper.
I recommend looking them up in any of your bestiary or monster manuals. They are excellent villains and foils. Mm-hmm. All right. We've got a multi-tiered dungeon slash lair.
Mm-hmm.
We've got quite a few different groups of... creatures, beings, what have you. This sounds like a campaign.
It sounds like something.
This is not a one shot.
No.
This would have to be over several
this could not
months.
Be a one shot. Yeah.
If not weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Depending on how much time you can dedicate to
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I would say, depending on the party, if you have a really, like, crack whip party who's just cutting through stuff, I would say this would take at least 3 to 4 sessions. And that's if they're really just hammering stuff away.
They're seasoned adventurers.
Yeah,
What if we're starting at level 1?
Mm.
Like, I can see the kobold encounter. That's a one session. That's a couple of
yeah.
hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The orc, on the other hand.
Orcs and a Durger and dragons.
Right. That's yeah.
Which I have a feeling you mean you'd want to start at a second or third level, even though you have this area of kobolds, because of all the rumors that have even come from the kobolds themselves. Does your guys know what's going on? I mean, it's just it can be bad.
I think you play.
Who are you talking to? Joey was just here.
I think you play 6 first level halflings.
Yes,
from the town.
First level halfling
from the town.
From the town.
I was there, man. I was like, you tried to suggest a gnome barbarian earlier, and I went, no, halfling.
Yeah,
halfling barbarian because of the halfling town.
I think if you're not playing, like I know we discussed, like possibly playing characters that were influenced.
Distant relative to the elves who like all died serving nobly, and nobody remembered them.
Ooh, there you go.
You could be living in the
halfling
town.
One relative of the elves.
What if we have one halfling? One
kobold
dwarf.
Okay.
Uh-huh. One of the ones that escaped or
sure.
got taken away.
Sure.
An elf who's looking for.
He's trying to come in and replace.
They're he's the replacement. The party
oh that my god! Reinforcements were supposed to be here 300 years ago. What is happening?
We are it so takes behind a long today.
Time to say anything in old Entish. That's the Ents were the ones that kept the Noah. So I got to write Ents up here.
It's
now.
The council that meets every century.
That's it.
Exactly.
Did we forget to send reinforcements?
Like 300 years ago, dude.
Guys,
well, this is the reinforcement.
Okay. All right.
Why don't you give it to Joey? He's the one that can't remember anything. All right. So we've got an elf. We've got a halfling. We've got a dwarf.
I already know how the salamander's going to play.
We need a drow. We need a drow.
You're going to have a drow, and he's going to have a slave salamander.
Very rarely trustworthy in parties.
Hey.
Trust me, I know.
You're going to have a drow with a slave salamander, and that's the salamander that they took to put into the drow city.
That's awful big for a level one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Even saying the really word drow old. Takes it to level like CR6.
Well, you can play a level one drow.
If you don't play a noble.
You still play a noble, right.
Yeah. If you
I
just
don't know
play
how to do that.
If you well,
if we're working our way up in this thing, I don't think I start at one because a purple worm's a CR12. So if we're fighting the purple worms at the end, that's a CR12.
You don't necessarily have to fight the purple worm.
Oh.
You'd have to find a purple worm before you fight it anyway.
We're going to also have a kobold.
Yes. I love that.
100%.
I love that.
Well, we have to have a reason for the drow leading us all through this.
The dragon's trying to prevent.
The drow isn't leading us.
Trying to prove himself.
Go ahead.
I think we have either a half dragon or dragon kin who is seeking
tiefling.
No,
half dragon seeking.
Well, I have
or like a
scale
dragon.
Wait.
I think we have a dragon kin that is of the same lineage as the dragon that has been captured.
The white?
Yes.
The one that's escaped, or the one that's still asleep.
The one that's escaped. But from the lineage, it wouldn't necessarily be like a brother. Or, I mean, to be a dragon kin, it's a
sisters,
fairly diluted
uncles, cousins, best friends,
right. It's a fairly
roommate.
Diluted bloodline. But if you had a dragon kin that was a white but so was that, good,
that could be a sorcerer with draconic bloodline,
right?
That
absolutely,
does that too.
Absolutely,
so something related there.
I love that. I love that. So what do we got?
I'm totally lost.
Halfling kobold. Elf, dwarf. The elf replacement, a dwarf, and some sort of draconic bloodline.
Yeah, I got
either sorcerer or like a half
dragon. Dragon blood sorcerer. I'm digging it if we're using the Pathfinder rule set.
And we have elf, right? We have
elf.
We've got the elf.
The elf is the replacement.
Oh,
elf, the replacement.
Kobold, dwarf, and a dragon thing.
And you know what we need?
Just a human.
A human. A human fighter.
Are we going to add a drow?
No, we need a human bard. Who's just there to tell the tale of everything that's getting ready to go
this
down?
Is the tale
that's
of the castaways.
The drow is the
long,
bard.
Long
the drow is the bard. Let's do that. I love it.
What?
A drow bard.
How confused are they?
Fantastic. I love this.
I don't know if I like a drow bard. Honestly,
I
don't
love
know
a drow
I
bard.
See, I think your kobold should be a rogue. It's a kobold rogue.
Oh, yeah, I think so too.
I agree with that.
Halfling barbarian kobold.
I'm trying to figure out how do you explain a drow bard. I mean, that's not their society at all.
Maybe it's faking.
What?
Maybe it's pretending that this is what it's doing. You may not even know it's a drow.
Drow bards?
Really?
Yeah, who inspires the drow on the battlefield when they're killing each other?
The priestesses. Because
the priestesses of
they protect. They protect.
Bards are a thing.
Bards are everywhere.
Yep.
Who's going to spread the lore of Lolth?
Yep.
The priestesses.
The lore.
The priestesses are not going to leave their houses. They're not going to leave the temples. The bards are the ones who go and travel to different places.
Okay. I thought that was the rangers when
exactly.
No, that's only
the ones that are upset about their situation.
That's it. The ones who are leaving their homeland.
As long as
who've
you understand this, Lance, it's all that matters. Since you apparently are
sorry,
the war master
sorry,
right now.
The one who stood there and watched the matron stab the other one in the heart. Like,
yeah, wow, that was cool. Yep, okay. I'm gonna go home.
What if we make
my name
the
is
drow
Ben Ree
also the sorcerer?
That
a drow sorcerer
with the draconic bloodline.
With draconic, oh wow, that's deep.
Yeah,
yes, no,
that's a
oh,
deep
no,
cut.
That's,
I love
like
it.
It.
Okay. I love it.
Donald is writing his character right now
in my head. It's already done. I can see him.
So there's okay.
The
question:
only
who's
wears
playing,
white
who,
vestments.
Who's playing
elf,
who?
Halfling, kobold, dwarf, and a drow
Deb. You have to play the elf
sorcerer.
You have to play the elf paladin. Like
the paladin is my thing, though. Like that's my level. So I would, you wouldn't have that. Would someone else play that character? If I'm running, I'm just imagining. I mean, I would run it if we were going to do it at my level, right? Because it's my level.
Tier, yeah.
So I wouldn't be able to play the character in there. So the elf just got lost
or frozen. But,
or frozen. Oh, great. Well, nice knowing y'all.
No, you just, popsicles. I mean, you, there's a lot of ways you can deal with an NPC okay. if yeah. you're the GM. Right. You can either run
it's a
them.
A GMPC.
Okay.
A GMPC. Yeah, okay, you can run
true.
Them.
That's true. I just would run them. You, again. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, they just.
That's fair.
Or you can hand your character sheet to somebody else.
Yeah.
Because someone.
I would want to play the elf. The one who they left my. Forgot.
I would want to play the drow just to piss off the elf. Like, you know, it was my people that killed your. I'm gonna shut up.
Okay,
now.
So okay,
you
say.
Know what? You know, it wouldn't be here if it wasn't.
I want. Part of me wants to play the halfling, but I really love the idea of a kobold rogue. So much.
Okay.
So much.
Well, the one that would fit with mine would be the dragon, right?
We no longer have a dragon.
We no longer have a dragon. Oh. I thought
I have a dragon bloodline.
Bloodline.
We can totally add a dragon, like a dragonborn.
Or is yeah.
we still
like
have we still
or?
Have a dwarf and well, based off what's been discussed so far yes. it's a dwarf and a not human the human's gone
yeah
dwarf and a halfling
yeah no humans were mentioned ever in this yeah,
there are no humans yeah.
because they don't want anything
maybe
to do
their
with this
civilization
area.
Were the ones that the were paying the dragons
right. I'll play a dwarf.
You'll play a dwarf.
I thought you were the drow. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you want to play the dragon bloodline.
Oh, is the dragon bloodline the drow?
The idea yeah. was we yeah. do a dragon.
Well, I thought we were going to play whatever it is that our tier is.
We don't have to. If you okay. want to, she wants to do that because she's really devoted to the story.
She
on
likes
that.
Elves and paladins.
Exactly.
And she's never played a paladin. Yeah. She wants to.
It's true. And I've never played a paladin. And it's
I was
my
just
level,
trying
so.
To keep my character be the one that went with my.
That's fine. Yeah. Which, whatever you want to do.
The only
I'm
one that
offering.
Slightly goes with because there's no more salamander.
Right.
Right.
That leaves you with the.
Is the dragon bloodline.
The drow. It, the way we. Just was described as a drow sorcerer with the draconic bloodline of white dragon.
No, because his is the drow city. He's got to be the drow. He that makes have to. Way more to. Sense for you to be the drow.
I mean, I'm offering is all I'm saying. Like,
no,
it doesn't matter.
I would,
it makes way more sense for
so
you to
quick.
Be the drow.
Yeah, I know. I know.
The,
then what character
what's
would make sense?
Is
drow.
A dwarf and
drow
a halfling.
Sorcerer with one level of rogue.
A dwarf and halfling.
Which neither have a class been picked. But we do not currently have anyone that's a frontline fighter.
Well, the halfling would be...
Halfling barbarian.
The top one, fighter. Which wouldn't
right.
have
I mean, that's
well, a paladin. I'm a paladin. If I'm an elven paladin, I can fight.
You know what yeah. we're doing? We're having a session zero.
That is... Okay. There you go. There you go.
You
we
mean currently
it.
Is what we're doing?
Yes.
Yeah. We weren't a minute ago.
Why don't we stop this?
Uh-huh.
And then we'll have that session zero.
I like that.
After 199 and 200, so you guys would yes. be at PopCon.
Yeah, that's
that.
Fine. Okay. We'll do PopCon.
Okay.
We've done PopCon.
Sure, PopCon has already happened.
And we will have
awesome.
We will have released Wonderful. Those episodes, and then we can take
Come
care
back.
Of.
And if someone can't show up, maybe someone else can and fill it.
Okay.
We'll just give them the parameters of the dude.
The dude.
So, hopefully, they've listened to this episode.
Right. Hello.
Absolutely. Who wouldn't listen to the established facts?
I don't know, because
so,
my rotation.
Right.
On our last episode of The Established Facts, I'm okay with you. I'm down. On our last episode of The Established Facts, episode 197, we had two established facts. The first one, more is better, most is best. But remember, your players are your true test. A limerick
by
from
Dr.
Lance.
Deb.
Dr. Deb.
From Deb.
Mm-hmm.
A limerick
yeah,
from the
doctor. Oh,
okay.
I was
you bard. Handed me the card. I didn't
bard.
Know. Yeah, got it.
That's going to be my story.
Our second fact for episode 197. As is true in a good dungeon, a good parfait also has layers. And our new fact for episode 198. Let's play some Durgers and Dragons. All right. Thank you so much for listening to episode 198. Please check out our PopCon coverage when it comes out. I hope you guys had a good time both listening to us, hanging out with us at PopCon, seeing us. Come and find us. We're going to be at Gen Con. We're going to be, I think, are we going to be in conjunction?
If they respond.
Okay. Yeah. We might be at In Conjunction. That'd be fun. We'll definitely be at Gen Con, and hopefully we will see you around. All right. We love you guys, and we will check you later.
Cheers.
Bye.
Deuces.
Please visit us at www.theestablishedfacts.com and our Facebook page, facebook.com/theestablishedfacts. If you'd like to support us by buying some merchandise, visit cafepress.com/castingrobot. Bonus!